A website audit is like giving your website a thorough checkup. It involves assessing every detail of your website to ensure it's performing at its best, representing your business professionally, connecting with your audience authentically, and effectively guiding your visitors toward becoming paying clients. Today, I'm excited to share 10 steps for auditing your website and ensuring your online presence is truly working on behalf of your business. Welcome to the Brand It, Build It podcast, a podcast created by Kelly and Andra, co-founders of With Grace and Gold, an award-winning brand and web design business equipping thousands of small business owners to expand their reach and their revenue through professional brand and web design. Through weekly 10-minute episodes, the Brand It, Build It podcast helps you to boost brand awareness and build a successful business, one clear, succinct, and actionable episode at a time.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to episode 203 of the Brand It, Build It podcast. Audit your website in 10 easy steps. I'm your host, Kelly Zuge. First, why does auditing your website matter? Regularly auditing your website ensures your website remains technically sound, user-friendly, and competitive. By addressing any issues you discover and making improvements based on your findings, you can elevate your website, enhance your visitors' experience, and better guarantee your website equips your business to generate more revenue. Here are 10 steps for auditing your website with intention. First, define the purpose of your website. While it's likely you've had a website on behalf of your business since the start of your business, have you ever stopped to think about its purpose? More than showcasing your work or your offerings, what would you like your website to do for your visitors or do on behalf of your business? When we view our website the way our visitors do, we can make decisions with strategy. We can ensure every detail of our website is uniquely designed to help, lead, and guide our visitors toward converting, whether that means effortlessly becoming a newsletter subscriber, completing your contact form, purchasing your product, or booking your service. So as you prepare to audit your website, define the purpose of your website. Number two, identify and understand your target audience. As brand and web designers, one of the most common barriers to success we observe is when our clients prioritize their own preferences above their audience's preferences. While it's wonderful to have a website you love, it's most beneficial for your business growth if your website is something your audience will love. Being able to step outside of your preferences and step into your audience's shoes is extremely beneficial when approaching your website. So what is your audience looking for? What do they value not only in your business, but in the experience your website provides? Number three, create a cohesive brand and use your brand well. Your brand design is the visual foundation for your business. From your logo design and color palette to typography and patterns, your brand should effectively capture the essence of your business and convey your expertise. Then, your brand should be used comprehensively throughout your web design. When your brand is used well, your website can communicate your expertise, convey credibility, and build trust with visitors. Number four, ensure your website is responsive. For many businesses, about half of their visitors browse via a mobile device. Ensuring your website offers a beautiful, seamless experience across various screen sizes is essential. At With Grace and Gold, we ensure mobile designs are just as detailed, engaging, and user-friendly as their desktop counterparts, prioritizing ease of use and ensuring your mobile visitors have an amazing, smooth, efficient experience. Number five, review your content. Is your website's content up to date, relevant, and engaging? Are your product and service descriptions clear and compelling? Fresh content not only keeps your audience engaged, but it also helps with search engine optimization because visitors remain on and engaged with your website. Number six, optimize for search engines. Use relevant keywords naturally throughout your website, update meta tags, and ensure your URLs are descriptive. For more information about search engine optimization, explore episodes 72, 73, and 74, our Small Business Owner's Guide to SEO. Number seven, evaluate your navigation menu. Are your navigation menus clear, concise, and easy to use? Do they make it easy for visitors to find the content they're looking for in as few clicks as possible? Number eight, inspect your call to action buttons. Are they clear, compelling, and strategic? strategically placed, your website should guide visitors toward taking specific actions, whether it's making a purchase, filling out a form, or subscribing. Number 9, check for broken links. Broken links can harm your SEO and frustrate your visitors. Use tools like Google Search Console to identify and fix broken links promptly. And number 10, assess your website's security. Having an SSL certificate is crucial. It not only protects your users' data, but it also improves your search engine ranking. Today, we explored 10 actionable steps for performing a website audit for your small business. Remember, investing time in your website's effectiveness is an investment in your business success. Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review the Brand It, Build It podcast on Apple Podcasts so Brand It, Build It can serve more small business owners. For more information about how brand and web design can equip your small business for success, please visit withgraceandgold.com.